4 million Americans have Alzheimer's disease, which gradually robs victims of their ability to remember and think. Treatments are limited. But as NPR's Richard Knox reports, an experimental drug has now been shown to be effective against late stages of Alzheimer's.
Currently, doctors use 3 drugs to treat Alzheimer's. All work the same way, by increasing levels of a brain chemical involved in memory, thought, and judgment. The problem is, current drugs slow the disease only a little, and they work only when patients have mild to moderate symptoms. Now, several studies show a newer drug called memantine helps patients with severe symptoms. Memantine does not attack Alzheimer's itself. It blocks a brain chemical called glutamate. Cells dying of Alzheimer's release too much glutamate, which kills still more neurons. Brain researcher Stephen Ferris says that makes a bad situation worse.
When the brain starts getting sick and cells start dying, that's where this other process comes into play that memantine potentially can modulate.
Ferris heads the Alzheimer's Center at New York University. He's an author of a study published in this week's New England Journal of Medicine. It compares memantine and a placebo among 252 Alzheimer's patients who had already lost many important skills.
The ability to dress, the ability to bathe and take care of personal hygiene, and the ability to feed yourself and prepare food for yourself. These pretty basic abilities have been lost or are in the process of being lost.
After 6 months, Ferris says, patients taking memantine were better off on a battery of tests.
There was consistently less further decline in the memantine group than there was in the placebo group.
The difference wasn't just on test scores. Doctors and family members, who didn't know whether patients were taking memantine or the placebo, said patients who turned out to be on the real drug did better on a variety of tasks, things that make an everyday difference.
Traveling outside the home, using a telephone, disposing of litter, clearing a table, and making conversation. On these particular functions, there was much more worsening over the 6 months for the placebo group than for the memantine group.
And on average, patients on memantine required about 45 fewer hours of care per month. Dr. Marilyn Albert of Johns Hopkins University says that's a substantial relief for caregivers.
The amount of time that somebody is keeping someone company, trying to be sure that they're safe, trying to be sure that they're calm and they're not upset, is quite vast in patients who are moderate and severely impaired. And if you could save an individual on average 45 hours a month, that's just an enormous amount of time.
Dr. Albert chairs the Alzheimer's Association's Scientific Advisory Board. She predicts memantine will make a real difference by itself or in combination with already approved drugs.
It was not very long ago that we had nothing that we could offer families. And the fact that we now have 3 medications and the promise of a fourth is very encouraging.
Memantine is already approved in Europe. Experts predict regulators here will give it a green light in a matter of months. Richard Knox, NPR News.